Hello.
Hello. Hi, it's Lulu calling you back. Is this a better time?
Yes. Yes. It is. I'm literally about 2 minutes from the house, and
I'll have
about a half hour to talk. So let me.
Okay. So, well, it's regarding, as you well know, listing your company. Remember, we spoke about that a little bit earlier.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, getting your company listed on the first page of Google. Now, I wanted to ask you a couple questions here. As far
sure.
as the commercial work goes, are you doing any of that? Or are you strictly on the residential side?
Well, I mean, we can do commercial work. The only thing is, if we can't do that big of projects, I don't have the manpower. I got guys that work for me solid. And, because I came from, I was working for a company called Roseland Partitions. And we did basically interior remodels for commercial buildings.
Oh, okay.
So I know all about it, but mm-hmm. I mean, like, we can do, you know, a small partition, drywall included, going down, you know, smooth wall, all that. That's possible. But as far as, like, you know, week on end projects that have to do with, like, hundreds and hundreds of sheets of drywall, I probably couldn't do it in a timely manner. The quality would be there. But the timing manner would not be just because of my crew size.
Okay. No problem. Not a problem. Don't they usually hire the commercial, on the commercial end? Do they usually hire like, what do you call it? Union workers? No?
Yeah. Usually, the outfit that I worked for, he was not union, but he's been in the trade for almost 40 years and he's fluctuated right, when I left, he had 6 employees. But he's had as many as 30 to 40 employees back in the day. So, like, he did a lot of commercial work. And back then, it wasn't exactly all union tied up. But nowadays, yes, vast majority of it is union. And if you're not union, they generally won't go with you.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
So, yes, basically trying to stick towards residential. But I'm looking for higher end clients, like, you know, that need kitchen remodels and a good sized back porch or something like that. That's what I'm looking for as far as Google advertising.
Oh, wow. Oh boy. Okay. So, oh my goodness. Okay. So you want to do like the remodeling part of the app. Your Angie leads, your Angie leads says, sheds, decks, porches, and things like that?
Absolutely, yes. And I specifically went for Angie leads right now because they can get me a flow of leads so quickly. And yes, like I said, I have a 2-man crew right now, and I'm trying to stay off the job site because
the hours
that I work are taking away from my guys' paychecks. So,
okay.
See what I'm saying? So I'm trying to make it to where I keep them busy enough to keep us all fed.
Oh, good.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I was kind of using Angie's List for my smaller jobs and whatnot. And, I mean, if that's something that you can offer me, too, absolutely. I mean, I'll go where the money's at. And, you know, that's why we're all doing this. So, but I would love to find some larger jobs. That way I got my guys on a job for a couple of weeks and it's solid. And I'm not constantly trying to put work in front of them, you know, before they run out.
Right. No, boy, that makes sense. Yeah. And you know what? Honestly speaking, Angie Lee's is going to get you the little small jobs as you will.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly why I went with that, because we're trying to get some quick revenue together. I haven't even made any kind of t-shirts or sweatshirts. Or the only advertising that I've made for myself are cards. And I haven't done anything further than that, you know what I mean? And it's like, starting off, I can't offer those kinds of bigger services until I have some revenue under my belt. You know, and smaller jobs are usually private homeowners, and they're willing to put 50% down. And, you know, it's something that I need to work up to. But like I said, the three companies that I talked to beforehand, before you, they were all telling me that basically with the Google advertising and whatnot, it's actually not going to really take off until at least 30 days out, possibly 60 days, to really get my name out there, get it in front of people. And that is more of a long-term dedication towards a service like this that's going to cost me monthly, but is not going to be charging me per bid.
Oh, I see what you mean. Who are the other companies?
Right now, if it's going to cost, you know, a couple hundred or more with mm-hmm. to sign up with you right now, I mm-hmm. don't have the revenue. I do not. I need to get some of these smaller jobs going.
Okay.
I need to get some money in the bank. And that way, I can push out another wave of advertising in different avenues.
Oh, okay. I respect that.
So,
yeah.
I'm just trying to be as transparent as possible and let you know my exact position on where I'm sitting right now as a new business owner. Right now, I mean, to put it in layman's terms, I'm broke.
There is no capital.
There is no nothing. I'm literally like crawling across the finish line and just got my license. And
wow.
I'm all legal, licensed, bonded, insured, and ready to go. So that's why I'm on Angie's lead. That's why I'm getting the smaller jobs.
Did you get jobs from Angie's yet? Did you get leads?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got next week all filled up. I got quite a bit from them actually in the first couple of days.
Wow. That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, well, I advertise in a wide variety of stuff through them, anywhere from roof jobs to hauling away debris and whatnot. I mean, I got a guy that I can send out $20 an hour, and he'll go clean up a debris pile and go take it off to the dump and whatnot, and we make money off of that. I mean,
cool. Good for you.
You got
a good gig going on there. Well, would you like for me to give you a call back, I don't know, about a month or two weeks a month?
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, why don't you give me a call back about 4 or 5 days after the 4th or the 5th of next month? That way, like I said, I've hit the ground running. I already got a job schedule, and I already got my guys that are going to go, that are just going to run through that. And like I said, if I have the revenue to spare after, you know, everything's paid for, bills said and done and whatnot, sign up for something like that, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm absolutely needing to do that because, I mean, I can't put all my eggs in one basket.
No, you're fine. You know what I'll do? I'll call you back in about 2-3 weeks just to see where you're at, because phone calls don't cost.
Yeah.
And it doesn't hurt. So I'll call you back in about 2-3 weeks. We'll see where you're at, and then we'll see what we can do. I'm really super happy for you, though. You're doing well. Is your name Patrick?
Yeah. No, my name's Ron. I'm the owner of Dynamic Builders.
Yeah, no, that's why I know you are. I don't know why I thought Patrick. I don't know why. That's so silly. Okay, so Ron, I'm Lulu, as you well know. I will, let me see. I'm going to call you back in 2 weeks from today, okay? Will be, I'll tell you what the date will be, the 25th. Okay, March 25th. Okay?
All right, dear.
Of course, anytime. No problem. You got it. All right, you take care, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye.